Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Once again, we are here together on a Saturday afternoon. My name is Andre Lancaster. I am one of the associate ministers at the Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Kingdom Builders Internet Radio, where we are blessed to be a blessing. I, again, am your host for our Word Alive at 5, Andre Lancaster. I serve at the Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, where our pastor is the pastor, Kevin L. Harris, and we thank God for a leader that has a heart for and after God's own heart, and to see that God's people are supplied spiritually as well as naturally. Amen. Thank God for all of you who are tuning in right now. This is the Kingdom Builders Development Institute. And I, again, am your host for this hour of power here at 5 p.m. We are going to talk about faith and new beginnings today. Praise God. Praise God. You can check us out. Let somebody know. blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. And then if you want to give us a call, you can reach us at 646-668-2780. Once again, that's 646-668-2780. Give us a call. Let us know what your requests are. If you have any prayer requests, please don't hesitate to call, because there is someone who is waiting to share in a word of prayer with you. I also am going to pray here with you before I start with the word today, as well as once we conclude our program. Definitely going to offer the opportunity for salvation, those of us who may have been in this fellowship or outside of the church prior to the pandemic. We want to get back in right standing with God. We want you to, as well as those who are looking to begin their walk and begin their journey in this Christian walk, we want you all to know that we will offer an opportunity for you to do so just before this program concludes. We thank you again. And if you want to call in, just please take this number down, 646-668-2780. Amen. We want you to be guilty of giving on tonight. We want you to definitely be guilty of giving. The Bible talks about sowing a seed and reaping a harvest. God says in his word that if you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. And he says if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. Amen. We thank God for his word, because it gives us clarity on what we are to do and how we are to do it. Amen. You can be a partner and be guilty of sowing a seed today through Givelify, G-I-V-E-L-I-F-Y, or PayPal, P-A-Y-P-A-L, and the email there is kingdombuilderinternational@gmail.com, KBDI, 313-583-9739. Now, once again, those venues are Givelify, PayPal, and then the email there would be kingdombuilderinternational@gmail.com, KBDI, 313-583-9739. Praise God. We thank you so much for sharing with us on today. We look forward to sharing this word with you on today. I'm really excited about what God has sown into my spirit as it pertains to faith and new beginnings. We look forward to what God is going to do in your life through this word on today. We pray that someone will be blessed. Listen, if you are in the greater Metro Detroit area, we have a food pantry at the church where I serve, where our pastor is, Pastor Kevin Harris, and he has truly set up a very unique set of circumstances for the people of God and for the people of that community there and the surrounding communities. We are a full-service food pantry as well as distribution hub. So please know that if you can get to 901 Melbourne, that's Detroit, Michigan, 48211. If you can get to 901 Melbourne, that's Detroit, Michigan, 48211, on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we have a food pantry there. And there are all sorts of wonderful, healthy, delicious items that are made available to a number of families. We feed approximately about 200, anywhere between 150 to 200 people on those days. On Mondays, it's at 12 noon. Mondays at 12 noon, Wednesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Amen. So if you know anyone, tell a friend, share it with your Facebook friends, any of your social media platforms, 901 Melbourne. We have a wonderful food pantry there. We get items from several different contributors, and we pray that you will come by and be blessed. We thank God that those of us who are members at the church have not had to suffer for groceries for quite some time. Amen. We are blessed beyond measure. And I thank God for the motto of the Kingdom Builders Internet Radio. We are blessed to be a blessing. And that's what we pray at the Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, that you guys will stop by and be blessed. Amen. Thank you once again for tuning in to Kingdom Builders Internet Radio. I'm your host for the Word Alive at 5 at the Kingdom Builders Development Institute, and we are here, and we want to share a word with you, and we thank God for you. We pray that some of you or all of you or anyone that is within the listening audience, if you would be guilty of sharing on today, be guilty of sowing a seed, you can do so with Givelify, PayPal. And then there's email connected to that, and it's kingdombuilderinternational@gmail.com. That's KBDI. And telephone number 313-583-9739. Once again, that's through Givelify and PayPal that you can be a blessing to this ministry. The email there is kingdombuilderinternational@gmail.com. That's kingdombuilderinternational@gmail.com. KBDI 313-583-9739. Praise God. We pray that you will be guilty of sowing the seed, be guilty of sharing on today. For we thank God for every one of you. We pray that under the circumstances that you all know, God is truly in control. We have seen some amazing and unscrupulous events take place throughout this week. We are praying that those who have been injured will recover, and we pray that those who are struggling with what God has allowed will at some point realize that violence has not settled anything. And the only way that we're going to be able to get things back on track is we're going to have to work together in unity and in love. And God has promised us that as long as we put him first, he would lead the way and he would make our pathway smooth. Amen. So I encourage every one of you who are listening to be diligent in your prayer life in this season. This is a season of prayer. This is a season of new beginnings. We've never seen things happening the way that we have as of late, and we are getting ready to see some things happen that we've never seen happen before again, and we are praying that God will continue to maintain those who are struggling with health issues, that he would keep those who are struggling psychologically as well as physically. We pray that God will continue to lead and guide those who are in authority, those who are sitting in the seats that we have elected them to, and that at some point those people who haven't quite seemed to yet understand the changing of the venue, that God will give them peace and allow those leaders that we have elected to go on and move forth about the business of this nation. Amen. Amen. Let us be diligent in prayer for those leaders. Praise God. Thank you for all of you who are tuning in. I am your host, Andre Lancaster, here at the Kingdom Builders Internet Radio. This is The Word Alive at 5. Your programming is Kingdom Builders Development Institute. We thank God for them. I thank God for them offering and allowing this opportunity to share in this word with you on today. I look forward to what God is going to teach us today. New beginnings should not be a frightening thing, but many people fear beginning again. Amen? And we want to talk about that today, because to begin again is not the same as when you first started. There are things that you know now. There is wisdom that you have encountered and obtained through the process, so that to start over is not like in the beginning. A new beginning, after you have started already, you've already taken the chance, you've already went out, you believe that you walked in faith, you did it the way that you thought it was going to go or should go, and it didn't happen the way that you thought it should, or it didn't happen at all, it hasn't happened yet. You have to be strong enough in your faith to believe that God will do a new thing even in a season such as this. Amen. We're going to talk about our beloved Abraham. As God had done such a great work in his life in a season when it was against all that God in the natural had deemed so. And yet still, he would go against the rules. God would, he stepped outside of the mold, and he went against logic and reason. He went against logic and did a thing to show Abraham that, you know, to begin again is not a bad thing. New beginnings is not a bad thing. And sometimes we put ourselves in God's way. We're going to talk about that too. So we look forward to the conversation. I am looking forward to the dialogue. God shared this with me in my spirit earlier as I was preparing for this broadcast, and I am looking forward to what he has to say to his people through this word. Amen. There are many people who are afraid to start over because they don't know who they'll be if they do something that they have never done, or they don't know how they're going to be successful when they haven't put as much effort into it as those they see who are successful. Sometimes we allow what we see or the success of others to deter us from venturing out or walking out in faith. I need you today to encourage yourself to know that there is room at the end for you. Amen. God has not stopped making or causing people to be successful just because you see a few folks with success on them. Just because God is blessing the person that lives next door doesn't mean that he's run out of blessings because yours hasn't. Hey, hallelujah. Doesn't mean that because he hasn't decided it's your turn yet that he's out of blessings. God don't run out of blessings. He is the bearer of the blessing. He is the giver of the gift. He the gift giver. There is nothing that you will find in your life, in your Christian walk, that you will be in need of and God will not supply, because he said before his word would go out and fulfill itself, this whole world will pass away. You have to be encouraged to know that starting over, new beginnings, is not a time to allow fear to keep you isolated, but it is a time for you to allow your faith to cause you to step out of the boat. And you have to be strong enough in your conviction to say, hey, God, if that's you, then let me come to where you are. Allow me to step out and stand on my faith. Hallelujah. Because that was the symbolism of Peter stepping out of the boat. It was him standing on his faith, knowing that against logic, contrary to rule of law, God allowed him to do something that blew the minds of those that witnessed, just so that he could prove that what you believe or how you believe things should take place doesn't always necessarily be the way that God is going to bring the thing to pass. Amen. And when you fail to focus in and on your faith and not on those things that will oppose you, when you fail to do that, you begin to sink. We began to sink. That's when Peter began to sink, when he failed to maintain his focus on his faith in that being Christ and allow the circumstances of his situation to impact him in a manner that caused his faith to begin to fail. And as his faith began to fail, and this is my understanding, as his faith began to fail or weaken, he began to sink. And God let us know through Christ reaching down and bringing him back up and saving him that sometimes we will find that our faith will become weak. We'll find that we'll falter. We'll find that we don't necessarily have the strength. This is a big thing. He out on the waves of the water, and it began to rise up. And I'm telling you, standing on the very thing that had begun to become disrupted can be very challenging while you're the one in it. And you can't allow the circumstances to distract you. That's a good word there. Don't allow circumstances, glory to God, don't allow the circumstances to distract you so that in your faith you remain focused and you stay above and not sink beneath. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for that. That's very good for me. That was encouraging to me. Don't get distracted by circumstances. Don't get distracted because it seems as though that there is sickness moving all around you. God has the ability to keep you right in the midst of the fiery furnace. Amen. If he kept the three Hebrew boys, I promise you, he is still the same God yesterday, today, and the Bible says forevermore. He the same God. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, all of you, or any of you who have tuned in that are listening. We thank you here for tuning in to Kingdom Builders Internet Radio. We're getting ready to prepare for our corporate intercession prayer. We look forward to sharing with you in that, for you can call and make your request known. KDBI, KBDI, blogtalkradio.com, /KBDI. You can reach us at 646-668-2780. Again, 646-668-2780. We give God all of the glory because he is the one that is answering the prayer. We just thank him for allowing us this opportunity to come and to share in prayer and intercede for those who may not be able to utter a prayer of their own. Amen. We thank God for that. Thank God for those of you at Kingdom Builders Development Institute who have put this together, who have set up an opportunity for God and his people to come together here through this venue over these radio waves. And it has truly been a blessing for me. I pray that God would allow our time together to continue forward, as this has truly been a great time for me to share in his word. It's a good time of day, near the end of the work day. You're getting ready to settle down, and you can take this word and share it with the family. You can chew on it for a little while. Contemplate the idea of new beginnings. Don't fear starting that business. Don't fear stepping in faith and moving into a married life as opposed to just in a relationship. Don't fear the change that comes with growing older or having to deal with the aches and pains. Sometimes you feel you put on a little weight, you feel unattractive, or you feel like you need to, deal with your health. And that's a good thing, because if you believe that you need to deal with it, then that's a clear sign that there's something. If you think, if it comes up in your mind that you need to exercise, you need to get you some exercise. If you know that you need to cut back on some of those foods that you eat that's unhealthy, put some energy into self-care. Amen. We want you to be healthy, happy, and whole. We want you to be spiritually healthy as well, but we want you to truly be prepared to, if you have to take a walk, get out, get your mask, take a walk, get you some exercise, get you some cardio, get your lungs opened up, get your heart rate up. Exercise is important. Helps to get the blood flowing, get the air flowing, and you need that. Amen. This is the reason why the Bible talks about God breathing into our nostril and allowing us to become a living soul. We need to breathe. We need that breathing. So you need to bring your cardio up, get your heart rate up. Amen. Glory to God. Again, thank you so much for sharing with me today here on Kingdom Builders Internet Radio. We thank God. My name is Andre Lancaster, and I am serving at the Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church. Our leader is Pastor Kevin Harris. We thank God for him and the vision that God has placed within him. We serve almost 200 people a day on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Mondays at 12 noon, Wednesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. We offer fresh fruits, vegetables, different meats. We have a variance of groceries that are available to anyone who will come. You can drive up, pop your trunk, open the door, and we'll slide it on the back seat. Everyone there is adhering to all of the COVID requirements so that we can continue to do this. We've been doing this for almost 3 years now, maybe a little over 3 years right now. And it's been quite the labor with this pandemic. You know, people have really been blessed by this ministry, by this vision, and I thank God for the pastor there, our pastor, Pastor Kevin Harris, for the work that he continues to do. Amen. Please be guilty of sowing the seed with Kingdom Builders Development Institute on today. They are allowing this opportunity. They are bringing this program to bear. And we thank God for them at blogtalkradio.com, KBDI. You can share with us, call in, make your request known at 646-668-2780. 646-668-2780. That's 646-668-2780. We look forward to hearing from you. Praise God. We want you to be guilty of giving on today. We have made that possible through Givelify, PayPal. Also, the email connected to that is kingdombuilderinternational@gmail.com. KBDI, that's Kingdom Builder International at Gmail. And the number there is 313-589-7339. Once again, that's 313-583-9739. Praise God. We look forward to that. We look forward to that sharing. And we look forward to you sowing the seed on today because we believe that this is good ground, amen. And we thank God for those who have put in the time and the effort to produce this program so that we can have this opportunity to share together with you, that I can share with you today through God's word, amen. We're going to be in the book of Genesis, chapter number 17 on today. So if you would get your Bibles out, very quickly, we're going to move into our corporate prayer, intercession prayer, that God would bless us as we venture into his word. Amen. We look forward to that. Thank God for all of you who are tuned in here today at the Kingdom Builders Internet Radio. This is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to share, to keep this opportunity open, and keep this thing going. Please be guilty of sowing that seed on today. Amen. I just listed the information a short time ago. And you can do that through Givelify or PayPal. And the email there is kingdombuilderinternational@gmail.com. So we look forward to sharing and pray that God would pour out his choice blessings on your life. Amen. If you have any prayer requests, please make sure you give us a call. The number has been posted. We thank God for you. We're getting ready to move into our corporate prayer as those of you who are in need for prayer, in need of prayer, those of you who have loved ones, family members who are in need of prayer, those of you who may know someone that has loved ones that are in need of prayer. We pray that God would bring those people to the front of your mind so that we can call their names. Amen. I want you to call their names out as we begin to prepare ourselves to go to his throne. We want to prepare our minds. We want to prepare ourselves. We want to clear our minds. We want to seek God wholeheartedly because the Bible teaches us that the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. And I believe that God still hears and answers prayer. I believe that God still uses prayer as his personal time with his children. And I thank God for the opportunity to share with you in prayer today, to pray with you and to pray for you, to pray along beside you, that God would keep us, lead us, and guide us in such a time as this. For we know not the day nor the hour that the Son of Man shall return. But I promise you that the time is drawing nigh, and God is looking for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. Amen. And we pray that you are prepared on today and know that God has prepared you. He has equipped you. He has furnished you with the necessities to be a good disciple. And if you are able to speak and God has given you the power of your tongue, you need to be a witness. Amen. You need to speak to him, share with him, talk to him. He wants to talk to you. Oh, he wants to talk to you. If anybody believes that. Do you believe that God wants to have a conversation with you? I sometimes am surprised the idea that God loves me so much. In my in my backslidden state, in my sin, in my downtrodden state, God loved me so much that he offered his son Jesus Christ, that he extended the opportunity of salvation, that I may be able to see him again and to live forever in his kingdom. I'm so grateful for that on today. So please, whatever your prayer request is, you have the number 646-668-2780. Give us a call. Let us know. We're getting ready to move into our corporate intercession. Amen. And we thank God for every one of you who have taken the time out to tune in with us on today. Glory unto God. We give him the hallelujah praise. Hallelujah being the highest praise that we can give him. And we thank God that he inhabits the praises of his people. So the Bible teaches us that he inhabits praises of his people. So if he inhabits these praises, if we want to get into his presence, we have to give him praise. So as we go before him today, as we seek him on today, we say hallelujah, so that we may be invited into his presence, that we may be ushered into his presence, that we may invite him into our presence, that we may invite him into our private place, into our homes, into our workspace, into your car, wherever you may be, God. Thank you, Jesus. Wherever you might be right now, we extend the hallelujah as an invitation for God's presence. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for all that you have already done, God. Thank you for what you have already done. You've done so much more than what we deserve. We are not worthy of the love that you have given and shown us. We thank you that you, in spite of ourselves, decided to wake us and touch us this morning, that we would allow the opportunity, we are allowed this opportunity to see a day that we've never seen before. God, we thank you for going before us and coming behind us, keeping us safe all throughout our travels on today. God, we thank you for those who are tuned in right now. We thank you for those who are listening, God. We thank you for those who will tune in later and listen to the recording. We thank you in advance that they would be blessed, that they would be touched, God, that they would be encouraged on today. For we believe that it is the one thing that if we strive, God, love will give us the power to overcome. Glory, hallelujah, on today. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this country on today, over this government today, God, over this land, over your people, God. We thank you, Father, even in the state of confusion, even in their confused mind, God, we pray that you would give them clarity, God, give peace. Father, bring peace out of confusion, hallelujah, unto the Lamb. God, we thank you right now that your blood gives us strength from day to day. Oh, hallelujah, right now. We pray that you would continue to keep your people safe, God. Keep those who are struggling safe, God, and those who are struggling with the positions that they have been given, God. We pray for our elected officials. We pray that you would give them the power of wisdom and insight. God, let not them be greedy of filthy lucre. But Father, we pray against the spirit of greed. Father, we pray against the spirit of confusion. We pray against the spirit of violence in the name of Jesus. We bind the hand of the enemy on today, God. We bind the hand of the enemy on today. God, we cancel the assignment that he has set forth, God. We cancel the assignment. We cast down his agenda, God. We curse him, God. We cast him back to the pit of hell from whence he came. Lord, we rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We pray right now that his hand would be cut off, God. We cut the hand of the enemy off and bind him right now. cast them back into the pit of hell. We pray right now that your people would be at peace, God. We pray that your people would be at rest, God. We pray that your people would be in understanding, God. We pray that as on the day of Pentecost, God, that they would be of one accord. We pray right now that this new administration, the changing of the guard, God, we pray for peace in the midst of all that is confusing. We pray that those who have struggled with the relinquishing of power, God, that they would understand the need for standing down and bringing forth a unified front. Father, we pray right now that they would be reminded of the word of God that says a house divided cannot stand. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb. Father, we pray and believe that you are already making things better. We pray and believe, God, that you are already making things better. You are doing it right now. You're doing it right now. You are changing and making things better. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Father, bless those who are in authority that they would understand and meet the needs of your people, God. We pray that they would be fair in their dealings and that they would be bound by Christian love, Father. We pray that love would be the order of the day. Father, we give you all glory, honor, and praise. I pray that you would keep my family safe, the families of those who have tuned in, God. Bless their homes. Bless their jobs, God. Father, allow them to be faithful and be fruitful, God. Give them strength. Give them new ideas, creative ideas, that they would continue to be industrious, God, that they would be able to sustain themselves. God, we thank you that even without a job, God, you are able to sustain us. You fed your children from heaven, and we believe that you can do it again. We thank you in advance, God. Bless this program. Bless this word, Father. Hide me behind the cross. Allow your spirit to bring forth your word with power and conviction that those who would hear would be touched, saved, healed, set free, delivered, chains broken, God. We thank you in advance for what you're getting ready to do right now. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, glory be unto God. I am grateful for every opportunity to share in prayer, for prayer is a very powerful tool that God has allowed us that we might come into direct contact with him on any day, at any moment, and any place. Amen. Prayer is the hotline to heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. A hot Holy Ghost email. Okay. Get your Bibles to Genesis chapter 17. We're going to be brief today. I just want to encourage you ever so briefly not to be afraid of new beginnings, because God will do something extraordinary just because he's God. If you can believe him for it, and sometimes we'll see even here when we struggle believing God for a thing, that he has the power to bless us even when we are falling short and to encourage us even in our disobedience. I know some people believe that, you know, and don't get me wrong, I know God is calling for righteousness and he called for us to live a life that is pleasing before him. I just want you to know that until you get that part right, God still reminds us he does not look at our hand. He does not examine our flesh when he looks upon us. He looks at our heart. So the key to conversion would be to be sure that your heart is converted, even if your flesh has not yet been changed. Amen. Even when some of your cravings have not yet been curbed, be sure that your heart converted, and God will step in and help you with the issues of your life, the issues of your flesh. Amen. I believe that to be true because he did it for me. And if he did it for me, I know that he'll do it for you. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you for being a blessing. Amen. The book of Genesis, chapter 17, verse number 16 is where I want to start, because this is the new beginning. This is the new beginning for Abraham. Abraham is in dialogue with God. He's having a conversation here with God. And in this conversation, God tells him, he says to him, verse number 16. Well, let's read number 15 first, and then we'll go down. Verse number 15, Genesis chapter number 17, God says, and God said unto Abraham, the Bible says, and God said unto Abraham, as for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. Verse number 16. And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Listen here. Here is God. Now put yourself in a position. I like the way my pastor teaches. He often reminds us to put ourselves in position as the person the object in the conversation. And here it is. God says to you, I'm going to change your name. We're going to start this thing over. We're going to give a new beginning. We're going to change your name. And then I'm going to bless you with a child. I'm going to bless you with a child. I'm going to change your wife's name. I'm going to bless you with a child. This is all new. Changing her name. Her one name was Sarai. Now God is changing her name to Sarah. And this is God's promise. He says, and I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. God is giving you information about your future. And here is Abraham's response. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? Now check this out. God decided conversation with Abraham and tell him, listen, I'm getting ready to do some stuff that's going to be, it's going to be difficult for you to understand. It's going to be a little complicated for you to receive, because it's going to be extraordinary. It's going to be out of the ordinary. I'm getting ready to do something that, based on everything that you can see, taste, touch, smell, and hear, based on your basic five senses, should not be possible. Okay? Hear me well, children of God. God is telling Abraham, I'm getting ready to do something in your life. I'm getting ready to bless you. He used the word blessed. He says, I'm getting ready to bless you. And I'm going to do it by going against everything that your senses tell you should make it impossible. Glory to God. God is getting ready to do something in your life. He's trying to do something in your life that defies the law of gravity. And I'm telling you, God is defying the very law of the things that he has already established. He established, and now he's going to do something that says that thing has been changed. God is getting ready to do something extraordinary in Abraham's life, and he wants to do something extraordinary in your life. What is your response going to be? What is your response going to be? God wants to do something in your life that's amazing. He is getting ready to bless you. He's trying to bless you. And you, instead of realizing what is taking place, Abraham fall down laughing. He fails to see how God is going to do it. How important is it for you to see how he's going to do it if he's telling you that he is going to do it? Do you have to see it, how he's going to do it? Do you need to know the door he's going to come through, what time he's going to show up, how he's going to make his entrance, you know, who he's going to use? Do you need to know that before you allow him to come in and do what he is going to do? God is an amazing God. He's an almighty God. And he doesn't need your assistance or your permission to accomplish the task. And against everything that Abraham could believe, the Bible says in verse number 16, "And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her." Yeah, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, "Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear?" She going to give birth at 90? Let me read it to you from the Message application so that you can possibly get some clarity on it. This is verse 15 and 16 in the Message transliteration. God continues speaking to Abraham and Sarah, your wife. "Don't call her Sarai any longer. Call her Sarah. I'll bless her. Yes, I'll give you a son by her. Oh, how I'll bless her. Nations will come from her. Kings of nations will come from her." And here's 17 in the transliteration, in the Message application. Abraham fell flat on his face, and then he laughed, thinking, "Can a 100-year-old man father a son? And can Sarah, a 90-year-old woman, have a baby?" At 90 years, have a baby. Can she have a baby at 90 years? Amazingly, God wants to do something in your life. I want you to continue to read through that story, because what happened later on is Abraham and Sarah decided that they needed to help God along, because it was about 10 years had passed by before the promise took place. And because it hadn't taken place yet, they thought that they needed to help God. So Abraham and Sarah got together with the handmaiden, and she allowed Abraham to go in and be with the handmaiden, and the woman brought forth a child. Later on, God had to remind him that that's not what I told you. Process, he still gave him a child, and that let Abraham know that he was still able to receive the blessing of God, even when his faith didn't believe that he could, even when against everything that his senses told him made this impossible, he was still able to see God manifest a thing that by all means should not have been able to take place. So I want you to be encouraged on today to know that God can do the impossible. You just got to believe. And even when you're struggling, if you can believe just a little bit, see, because Abraham had to believe a little bit because he kept on having a conversation. You keep on reading, you go on down in the story, and he had more conversation with God concerning that topic and concerning him fathering the child and being a father. I just want you to know today, you don't have to fear starting over. You don't have to fear new beginnings, because God is going to do something through you and for you that is going to be mind-blowing. He's going to change your life, and It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter what neighborhood you grew up in. It doesn't matter who your mother or father was. God can do what he chooses to do. There's a story in the Bible that talks about God sent a man down to the riverbank to get his tax money, and a fish was going to have the money in his mouth. He went down there, the fish had the money in his mouth. My conversation was always, how did the fish know which one of the fellas on the bank needed the money and how much to bring? I'm telling you, I get so tickled when I think about that dialogue. But what I want you to do on today is I want you to consider your relationship with God. I want you to consider the position that you're in. Prior to the pandemic, it was a lot of folks that had been outside of the ark of safety, had been outside of the covenant. And on today, we're going to pray the prayer of forgiveness. And I pray that if you are truly in a position where you want to get right with God, all you got to do is repeat these words after me. And I promise you, God will begin again in your life. Don't be afraid to start over. I know you've been outside of church. I know you walked away. I know you was a little upset with God. I promise you, God is still standing there with arms wide open waiting for you. And if you believe that he is, I just want you to say, repeat this prayer after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, come into my life. I believe that you died on the cross. I believe that you rose on the third day. I believe that you sit at the right hand of the Father right now. I ask you to come into my life. Be my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you so much. If you prayed that prayer, if you said those words, you are saved. Now what you need to do is get with a church, find you a pastor that will give you a word that will strengthen you, that will encourage your faith. Get into your Bible. Find like-minded believers to connect with because it's going to be difficult for some of your old friends to understand the new you, because there will be changes that will begin to take place, because in your heart you're asking God to do some new things in your life. And don't be afraid of new beginnings. Faith in new beginnings give you strength to begin again. And you got wisdom now that you didn't have before. You know things now that you didn't know before. And you are able to do things now that you couldn't before, because faith gives us power that we don't have within our muscles. Amen. Listen, please be guilty of sowing a seed on today. You can do that through Givelify, or you can do that through PayPal. We thank you. The email there is kingdombuilderinternational@gmail.com. Telephone number 313-583-9739. Please be guilty of sowing a seed on today. Thank God for all of you. This is the Kingdom Builders Internet Radio. I am your host for the Word Alive at 5, Andre Lancaster, serving at the Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church. Thank you for this wonderful programming opportunity through Kingdom Builders Development Institute, blogtalkradio.com, KBDI. God bless you. And God bless all of us. Amen. And we'll see you again. Take care now. Don't forget, if you're in the Metro Detroit area, 901 Melbourne, Detroit, Michigan, 48211. Come by and get some groceries. We got food for you. 901 Melbourne, Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church. God bless.